Das Mic.
Nein.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I love me, love forever, Ilona Europa, your host. I'm freezing. It's so cold. We are in Los Angeles. What's going on? But anyway, Monday, this is the day that I feel so important. I have my own chair, 3 years. Hold on, chairs are new right now, a new place, great studio. And I feel, like I said, great, but cold, cold. Don't like it. I'm Polish. I'm supposed to like winter. I don't get it. Something is wrong, but really it's funny. When it's too hot, I hate it. When it's too cold, like, what's wrong? Anyway, today is one of those days that I feel like in home. Why? Because I have a friend who is coming a lot to our studio. And today we'll be talking with him again about his future project. And it's all about art, all about movies, all about the most talented human beings on the earth who just are students. So some of them may be already bye-bye students from USC. And everybody knows that I'm crazy about this school because my daughter just finished USC and she just got a job in Lionsgate. Mother is happy, daughter is even happier, life is good. But anyway, today we have this beautiful, 1, 2, 3, 4, gorgeous, young, smart, and very creative people in our studio on Accent On. And in 1 hour, everybody who listened to the show, if you want to see these gorgeous actors and directors and cinematograph also is with us, please switch to video channel. LA Talk Radio has her own shows taped on a camera, only a few of them. And Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe, is one of them. Like I said, few only. But we have our own show on a camera. Then everybody can just see and just fall in love with the gorgeous stars and writers, screenwriters and directors and cinematograph. And, of course, Ilona Europa. Okay, enough of it. Guest, I love you. People, thank you for coming. I know traffic was crazy.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, and maybe let's start from my, that's my right side, from my right hand. Your name, beautiful girl?
My name is Valentina Matosian.
I love Valentina, then of course, because Accent On is about Accent On. Then my first question was, are you from Russia? And she says,
no, but I am Armenian and my grandfather was from Russia.
That's beautiful. Yes. Then I love the connections because I really believe that this world is and will be for sure melting pot, for sure. And this is only one way we'll be happy. If everybody will be from somewhere, everybody will just marry a different person from different part of the world and we will be just eating Polish food, Armenian food, German food, whatever, Indian food. We just need to love everything and everything about all of us. Then being Armenian, do you have some type of food that is a little reminding you of daddy's upbringing from Russia?
Oh, from Russia, like Russian food?
Whatever. What daddy's drinking? We know. Vodka.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. But when it comes to food,
I love barashkis, the dough, and then you fill it with
meat or
potatoes.
Inside, of course.
That's like the best. It's
yes,
so
and it's
good.
Crunchy on the top.
Yeah,
do you have soup like borscht?
Yeah,
or
my grandmother makes borscht.
That's what I do for holidays, for
mother
Christmas.
Mother taught her, yeah, and now she makes it for us.
Okay,
yeah.
And do you do like stuffed cabbages or something, or that's more Hungarian?
No. My grandmother doesn't do that.
Grandma!
No.
Looks like, yes, a little different part of the world. But yes, holidays are coming, Christmas is coming. I cannot believe I will be cooking. And are you cooking?
No. I'm not cooking, but my grandma and mom will be cooking.
I know. You know, my daughter Natasha, she always said, Mom, this year I will be watching you cooking because I want everything in the future to taste like you are doing this stuff. That makes me really happy, you know. Eventually you'll be cooking too. Okay, hopefully. Again, your name slowly because we need to know you because you also are starring in the project and Jonathan will be talking about. Your name?
Valentina Matosian.
How you spell your name?
Oh, wow. V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-A is my first name, and M-A-T-O-S-I-A-N is how you spell my last name.
The people you better learn. If not, you go to Accent on Pages. Yes, get ready, world, get ready. Go to Accent on, both Accents on shows. On the Facebook, I post, of course, information about the movie, short movie that will be made soon, I think next month?
Next month.
Okay, next beautiful lady, because she's so important, and I saw the Kickstarter link, and you both were so amazing. Okay, Jillian, you tell me your name.
You gave it away. My name is Jillian. Okay. Jillian Dudley.
See, I feel so important because I know something.
You know, Jillian. Keep her up the knowledge.
Yeah,
spoiler.
I read. Yeah, spoiler. One more time, Jillian.
Jillian Dudley.
Dudley. And we'll be talking a little bit about your talents and your wonderful past because you both have some success story about with your previous short that we'll talk about this. I will not forget. Now we have a gentleman who seems like he's a little bit outside of the chair, but he is the one of us here in the studio. And like I said, this is a very, very important gentleman when it comes to movie making. What is your name? Close to the microphone.
Brandon Winters.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, how are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
I am the cinematographer for the short film.
For the short film.
We haven't said the name yet, I don't know.
No, because the tension is growing and we are passing the microphone. Because right now, this is the man that we love so much. And accent on, like I said.
Yeah,
we
feel like when you come in his family. You give me all of these great introductions every time I come.
Of course, how can I not? You know, I feel like we know each other so well. Then, okay, your name is again?
My name is Jonathan Maurer.
And
I am the producer of Zula the Infinite, the film you know we're talking about today.
Zula, that's a very, very cool name for the movie. I really think, of course, it's a catchy. You see the Z-U-L-A really, really stands out. And you're like, I cannot forget this. I right away remember name. I think it's a very good name. Whoever decided that's the name. Okay, good, Jillian.
These two writers. So Valentina and Jillian are both the writers. They're the co-writers of the film. And Valentina, as we said, is the star playing Zula, the title character, and Jillian, the director. So I cannot take credit for the great title, but I did have the same response as you. It's something that builds character. Character with that name already, it starts
already
off. She's
going to
be a certain type. So it's a whole world, this script.
Jillian,
so
did you know somebody with this name in the past?
You know what? The only other time I've ever heard this name is there's a band called Phosphorescent that has a song called Song for Zula. And I always liked that song a lot.
Now they will be having a lot of downloads.
Yeah, maybe so. That is truly the only other time everyone knows Zulu, of course. Yeah, it's actually funny. Sometimes I forget Valentina's name is Valentina. I call her Zula so frequently. It's shorter and it still ends with A. So
good. You need to have the second one. You know, okay, I have Ilona A. Europa. I had so many names, but I got stuck with this Europa, and works for me. You know, people just remember this name. I had a few before. I don't want to mention, but this one got stuck with me. God, thank you. It's the lucky one. Whew, okay, let's slow down, Jonathan.
Yes,
because. In a way, you're a very important human being when it comes to projects that you are bringing here and talk about. It's always the person who is very creative, is always the person who has a vision, but then is the most important, is equally important person who can put the project together and just is not afraid to start working on and then grab people's attention, hopefully, like you always do, and create something that... we believe and you believe people will love it. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. That is exactly the role that I'm hoping to have here. I was approached, a little bit of my background with this project. I was approached by Valentina and Jillian. I had worked with them on the on a previous film in a technical role. I was the sound engineer for a film that they had made, and they had great success with this. I went to play at the Short Film Corner in Cannes Film Festival, the prestigious Cannes Film Festival this year in 2015. It turned out beautifully. Great.
Okay, we can repeat and make a little liner, like da-da-da-da, yes. Under this. We are talking about Cannes. We are not talking like a tiny little somewhere. We are talking about big film festival. You know, everybody flies to France and just buy the ticket because they wanted to see your movie. The name of the movie, Jillian, was?
The name is Dahlia's Menagerie.
Mm-hmm. The second name. You have the talent to name. So what is the second name?
Dahlia's Menagerie.
Menagerie, you know, it's... when I see this, you need to tell us a little bit about this movie. Could you tell us a little bit about this one?
So
catchy again. You see, you have your picture, but you don't know what movie is about. You assume, but maybe we are wrong. Okay, what was the movie about?
Dahlia's Menagerie is about the last woman on Earth who is employed by the government to give company to men who come merely for company and tender conversation.
Yeah.
So kind of a flip-floppy way of looking at maybe, you know, prostitution or some other ways that women are valued in society. So it's a unique story where a certain gentleman comes to visit Elle, and that appointment is different. Let's just say this appointment is different.
Yeah. Positive or negative? Changes everything?
It depends on what your interpretation is.
Wow. And movie, how short or how long was the movie?
It's actually 17 minutes.
Okay. Now then you can develop a very nice storyline in this.
It's a big story that we wanted to tell in 17 minutes, but...
Ouch. You think, obviously, you had a very good mention and you had the right to be discovered. I think there also as maybe somebody that people will be talking about in the future. But do you think that the 17 minutes, like now your Azula, this will be also 17 minutes project?
Or? It'll be pretty close. It'll probably be about 16 minutes.
This is like so important. It's like writing your biography when you for interview when you go. How you call this? When you go to interview for the
biography.
Job. No, biography. That would be my way.
Your bio or your...
Bio or the resume.
Curriculum.
Gosh, resume.
Curriculum vitae.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, to really tighten your life story and make this attractive.
With film in particular, with short film in particular, the industry almost mandates for creatives an acceptable time of a film, which is for programming purposes at festivals to fit in more films. You're talking about, in many cases, you're trying to get these films in front of a small group of extremely powerful and wealthy people who work in the industry, who are gatekeepers. They maybe will give you 10 minutes, 15 minutes to watch your film, but they're not interested in investing half hour, 40 minutes. Simply won't get seen, won't get viewed, won't get programmed.
So I think that's right. I really believe that nobody has in a way time. And I think if you cannot, it's like a song. You know, I'm a songwriter and I write and sing a lot. And I'm developing so many artists, but they want to write. And everybody says, oh, no, wait for my song in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Just good things happen. I'm like, in a car after 2 seconds, we all change the channel.
Same concept.
This is what life is right now. We better put up front.
Yeah, and it presents certain challenges as creatives, and Jillian and Valentina in particular are building, in both cases, Dahlia's Menagerie and in Zula, which we have coming up. These are high concept worlds where less Zula, but Dahlia's in particular, very high concept world where the rules that we understand do not apply, and you have a short period of time to really sell that. And without a lot of money, without a lot of resources, that can be challenging. And that was what really first attracted me to them as filmmakers, was that I was brought on to that film, as I mentioned, as a sound engineer. In that capacity, typically when I'm working freelance, I'm not frankly interested in the quality of the film. It's about my rate and the job and will they be professional people. But working with them, I realized, wow, these people have very great ideas. They're creative. They're fun to work with on top of that. So I always had in my mind that, yes, these would be people that I would work with again if the time ever came. And I was lucky that one day when I had not a lot on my plate, they came knocking and they had this script and sent it to me. And let's talk about the film, because I was blown away by it. And I thought, like, absolutely, I want to work with this film. I want to help bring this to life.
Wow. Okay. But I believe, and hopefully we all believe, in some higher power getting us together in certain time of lives. And we don't know why these things happen. I'm like really so trusting in a journey. And when you put your good stuff in the universe, or in the universe, whatever is the English, eventually the good is coming back to you in the right time, right moment, and really brings the best for what you need in the moment when you need one. Then with you, obvious, thank you so much. I cannot say publicly, but you being directing the video for one of my artists that I developed, that now got her very, very far, because we just, this movie we presented on Reverb Nation, and this video got so much attention from right people that this girl has a big, big, exciting thing
happening. I love that. That warms my heart to hear that. She's a talented girl, such a talented girl, and you, of course, to foster that creative ability at such a young age for her is you guys, really.
Really
all
amazing.
But just glad to have been a part of it.
I love it. And obviously, we will know everything like February. We'll be talking out loud, and I believe this girl has amazing, amazing talent, and we'll be talking more, and we'll all come to the studio. We'll be all talking again about her video, her song. Maybe Natasha even will come. I don't think so. She's busy. Anyway, today we are in studio for very, very important reason. Then everybody who listens to our show, please listen carefully. We had Jonathan a few months ago. We were raising money for a movie that he was producing. He will talk about this too. And he had his own Kickstarter links we posted and just explained everything to us. Hopefully worked a little bit and helped to raise money good enough. But today we have the same situation, and I really believe the listeners are listening to this beautiful, cute, lovely, unusual. I love my own show. I 3 years here, and I love that people are listening and downloading, and that people understand that sometimes situation is so important to allow somebody to enter door to the next level of something. I think this movie, although it's second for our beautiful Jillian, then second, the most important one. But this is the time to really get some money to help her and help all of this for people who are in the studio to make this movie short the best that can be. They have brain, they have creativity, they have education. They have already so many nice successes behind them. That is only time when they will be very, very known. Right now, we all, mothers, fathers, friends, uncles, families, everybody who loves this type of human beings who fight for something, this is the time to listen to this radio and just listen what they ask for. Money! That's simple. Money. And that's a good ask. You know, we are asking for lots of stuff. Sometimes a lot of money for different things. We are talking creativity, and things that they ask is so little. Then if everybody will drop something, eventually the amount of money that they need will pop up, and in 11 days we'll have a very good news to tell to all our listeners that yes, we helped to raise money and all is okay, and we will be seeing Zula soon, not only shorts, and then big movie. We'll be running to movie saying, hey, I pay $20, I pay $100, I pay $1,000, whatever you can give. Okay.
Up.
Jonathan, all of you, because I am so easy excitable about stuff that I believe in. And I believe in the talent. I believe in the USC. I believe in creativity. I believe already knowing you, listening to your achievements, and you are the second time you'll be starring in the shorts. Then seems like everything works between all of you so, so beautifully. You both are just like together. You got stuck together in a good way. And we'll be talking about the woman's issue, because I am the woman who believes in a power woman. This is so important, and so important, because having a lady filmmaker who just speaks out from this perspective is so important to myself too. I really believe we have something to say as ladies, strong ladies, creative ladies.
Absolutely.
Yes. Then, who wants to talk a little bit about this project? I think, Jillian, maybe you. You start talking. Oh, again, story. You tell us, again, Kickstarter, the link is on my Facebook. We'll be repeating. Everybody can find how to click on this and just send money. But we need to know more. Why we need to be excited about the story.
Zula the Infinite, what is this film?
Yeah, great title.
So Zula the Infinite is a story about Zula, an 18-year-old girl who is desperate to escape her humdrum life in Ashlake, which is a fictional small town, desert town. And Zula's boredom and desire for an escape causes her to steal mail. She's fascinated with stealing mail, and the way she can accomplish this is her her father is the postman of this small town. And she saves all this mail, and it's her own kind of obsession. But one day she finds a letter, and this letter is addressed to a Ramona Pearson, and she's instantly drawn to this letter, and one thing leads to the next, and she discovers that this mysterious woman is staying in the motel across the street from where she lives, and she's drawn to this woman, and I mean, one thing leads to the next, and it's really a story about woman's liberation, which is interesting that you brought that up.
Yeah.
But what's probably the most unique about our story is it's set in 2000, right in the cusp of the digital age, and during this important time for at least me and Valentina, especially as filmmakers, as young filmmakers, when I feel like the 90s and especially the beginning of 2000, it was an identity crisis in itself. We didn't really know what music was becoming, what technology was becoming, what women were becoming. There's new concepts of beauty, of fashion, and it was just an interesting time for us to explore. And you know, it's something that can't really be fully explored in just 15 minutes, which is why we hope to take this story to greater lengths with writing a feature. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this is a unique story. And
seems like Zula wants to escape her life of simplicity and nowhere to go, nothing to see maybe anymore. Like you said, 2000, this is the time that I just was petrified because I am a certain age too, lady, and I needed to learn stuff that all of you people learn much faster, understand faster from computers, from downloads, from music, from, you know, being in a studio all the time and downloading WAV files, MP3s and sending files. I'm like, you know, that was petrifying. Yeah. And then by then I had people helping me with it. But a few years later, I just got on my own in life and I needed to learn really how to be a strong woman and not rely to what I thought forever will be my support. You know, somebody who will always help me to get where I want to be or when I want to go. But sometimes you really cannot. You really need to. Life goes in the crazy places. And like this girl, 18-year-old girl, Yazula, and she's from tiny Ashlake.
Yeah, and if you've ventured anywhere in the sleepy small towns of Southern California, you know what kind of world Zula is from. We're shooting a majority of this film in the Mojave Desert, which if you've been there, you'll step right into Zula's shoes. It is truly a nowhere town. Sorry to anyone living in Mojave. I mean, it's amazing. It's beautiful.
But sometimes the no-one town
sometimes
is in your home.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're in your own place and you feel like nowhere to go.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I'm saying some people are just stuck in a situation in life.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be small town.
That's a great point, too, because for me as the reader, too, one of the things that attracted me initially, I'm not a woman, of course, although I can identify with those issues, but one of the things that captured me was exactly that period piece element of it. Another thing about the year 2000, other than technology, is we're talking about the doorstep of 9/11 before that was even something that entered the consciousness of Americans and really
life
pushed
is not the
us
same
into
anymore.
Yeah, I think, and you're talking about in the year 2000, 1999, around then is our big cultural touchstone as a civilization would have been like Seinfeld, the show, the prototypical show about nothing. And I think it was a simpler time for Americans. We were economically doing well. We were kind of dealing with challenges that I think were relatively minor compared to certainly some of the things we're dealing with today, this day and age. And Zula is kind of like an old soul to me, a spirit who comes alive just right off the page, somebody who understands a deeper need for some kind of identity, some kind of expression. And Ashlake is almost like a metaphor to me for that era, that period of time. And I loved that this is the idea of somebody who can escape into something greater, more meaningful, more profound. So in that way, I identified with that growth that the character needs to overcome. She's like a caterpillar,
yeah,
waiting for her next phase.
But also, this is, like I said, 2000, special era, different streets, different look, small town, and you need to have all of this on a desert. Somehow you will create a, you know, look of this tiny little town,
yeah. Yeah.
Which means you need a tiny little money budget to just create that.
Tinier the town, the bigger the budget.
I mean, we are salvaging through all of our old, you know, stuff. I mean, it's crazy.
Jellies,
the inflatable couches,
yeah,
and CD players and everything. But, I mean, it's true. The budget's going to be, we have a lot of fun stuff to capture, and we want to capture it well, so.
Yeah.
Really, I'm sure you know that, but when my life turned upside down because I had a moment in life that everything crashed, like I said, a few years ago, I rediscovered Goodwill.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to say about
it. Goodwill is your friend.
You know, just, thank you, Goodwill.
Great Will.
Yeah, the hottest clothes that I had for the last few years, I just found there, and to some of them, for sure, the 80s and 70s, welcome to this world.
Yeah,
Salvation Army, and it's
definitely
just wonderful.
Definitely a college student's friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then,
sure.
Yeah. But yes, then okay, now Zula.
Yes.
You, because you are taking the responsibility to turn this 18 years old girl to the journey that a lot of girls her age in 2000 maybe felt,
yeah,
you know, trapped in the body of the Zula. Mm-hmm. And the decision is, let's get out of this town. Who sings this? Taylor Swift, or whoever, yes? Get out of this town.
I went
maybe
to Bruce Springsteen.
That's another. Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. Her last song. I don't know why it popped up into my head. But fact is that you need to make this believable. And what you are finding attractive about this girl and that you can relate to her, because it's 2015, 2016. Can you feel her pain or surge
Definitely.
For something?
Jillian came to me with this idea about a year ago, and just at the start of it, and automatically I was like, I know this girl. This girl is all of us. And at the core of Zula is really an identity crisis and a search for meaning and for something more. And it's perfect in this time period because the world is going through that, where the world is trying to figure out what they are with technology, and Zula's kind of trying to figure out what she is without this small town,
mm-hmm,
and what she can be without this small town, and how she can get out, and how
Scary.
She can explore her own psyche, her own sexuality, everything. And it's a story about growth and courage and making that switch and what we do when we have the option to stay or to leave and what we will do in order to grow.
Beautiful. Sad. God, USC people.
Cool.
You all have these talents. Like I said, please, everybody go to the link that I posted, because Jonathan, of course, Jillian, they speak beautifully about this project. It's so short, it's 2 minutes, and captured me.
We did a test shoot as well.
Oh,
and
really?
You can get a concept on that video. Brandon and Jillian and Valentina, the three, put together almost a mini concept for what the film will look like. So
yeah,
it can, rather than just hear our words, you can actually go in and see and get a sense on some of the locations that we're intending to shoot at, really what this film will look like. And it has a very distinct look that Brandon and Jillian have shaped, and we are to the moon. We couldn't be more excited. This is going to be a fantastic film, and we've got about 5 weeks till we go up, and we're working every day to get there. But we can't wait. We cannot wait.
And we have a little tiny request from everybody who listens to the show and would love to see us in 30 minutes. Like I said, on a video channel on LA Talk Radio, we'll be taping live the show. We'll be talking one more time, similar stuff, and maybe even we'll go a little bit deeper. What I'm saying is very, very important to just give these people people money. Simple like that. It's like, you know, when your child comes to you and say, Mom, I need a shoes. And you never question why they do need,
Yeah.
you know. It's sometimes they cannot walk. They will not walk further if we do not have, don't give them money for the shoes.
I really won't have shoes after this film.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I'm selling my shoes to eBay this film.
Okay. Oh, gosh, how we can help. And I know they are very serious about what they are saying. And we need to make this happen, help this happen for them. They will do 100%.
Yeah, the truth
everything.
Is the vast majority of our budget is going to be funded totally independently by Jillian and the team out of our own pockets. But a little bit of that, less than half, we are asking for some donations, to which we have amazing rewards. You can download the film. You can download music from the film. You can be an extra in the film if you have the stars
That's
in your eyes and you want to be...
See Mojave for yourself.
You want to see Mojave
How
for yourself.
How old the people? Who are you looking for? Who
We're looking for generous donors and we will put you in this film.
Oh, okay, no, but you cannot like just have, you know, probably
old,
anybody.
Young.
Oh, you don't care?
Put your dog in the movie.
Oh, we have an infant.
Okay.
My baby brother's going to be
okay,
in the movie.
Okay. No, I'm serious because obviously I have few wonderful... students, you know, that maybe I can talk, and parents always love to help children to
we
get ahead in summer.
Yeah.
But the youngest doesn't really matter if they are 12, 11, 13, 14. Do
we
you have a place for young?
We could find a way, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, parents, here I will see. Ilona will
Make
attack you tomorrow.
Famous.
Yeah. That's a very, very
but,
cool.
But yes, in all seriousness, we do have some what we hope are fun rewards for our generous donors. And I think we were at 48 generous folks as of today, and we're so grateful for everyone. Really, to support independent film today is I think, a hugely important thing. And it's the time of year, Christmas time. There's a lot of amazing causes, and I don't want to take away from any other ones, but I do think there is a legitimacy and something very serious-minded about donating to the arts, to independent arts, and film in particular, because, and I highlight the statistic in our video, only 6% of major films in America are directed by women in 2015,
yep.
And that is a travesty, really. That's this is how we shape our culture. This is how we shape how we understand each other, how we identify segments of society, and it's being shaped by men almost exclusively.
Now, when you said like that, I think the ladies who are listening to our show, they need to understand the really importance of Jillian's...
Worse than even that statistic,
yeah?
Speaking roles, and this is films, men cast women, and yet only 30% of speaking roles are held by women. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're talking about an industry that for its entire history has almost shut women out, and I am a man, but I cannot stand for that. And I think that as culturally, it's time for people to invest in our value system.
I know. And you never know. Maybe we're having president a woman. You never know what will happen. But something is in the air. I think
so, too.
Everybody understands that our not so soft sometimes point of view as a woman, maybe even the stronger than men sometimes, we need to focus on that because we have something to say. And we are carrying roles of mothers, working people, and grandparents, and very hard work, you know, to become a woman, especially being 18 years old girl who has choices because she sees probably on TV lots of stuff that she can reach and go after. And then she's in the tiny town surrounded by parents who probably leaving little behind of what she wants to achieve. But I will give, maybe, Jonathan, can you give us the Kickstarter link, if you can even
Absolutely.
Describe how?
Go to Kickstarter.com, search for Zula the Infinite, Z-U-L-A, Zula the Infinite, and it'll come right up there, and you'll be able to watch the video that we mentioned. You'll be able to see some of the gifts, some of the rewards that we have for our donors, and just a little bit more about the project, why it's important to us, what we're trying to do with the film.
Very well written. You will love to read what they put there because it really shapes very nice picture. The words are really well said. And whoever writes all of these things.
That was Jillian.
Jillian, wow, you are really, really good
with words.
She's
a very passionate filmmaker. And she's modest, honestly. And I think sometimes maybe too modest. You're talking about somebody whose first film went to Cannes. And that's something that people spend their whole life trying to accomplish. So
beautiful.
I will give her the praise if she's too modest to do it for herself. But in truth, I do want to impress upon our listeners that I think donating to the arts, to independent film in particular, which is something that is held by gatekeepers, really, and we are trying to do it with truth in our vision, with truth in the concepts of this film, which this is an entertaining film, too, first and foremost. You read the script, it's a page-turner. It's going to be fun. It's going to look beautiful. It's going to have great music, original score, original soundtrack we have by a great band, all these things we can touch on more, but at the root of that is a beautiful message that male filmmakers are not talking about, that Hollywood is not addressing, is not interested in telling. We are interested in telling that, and we could use a little bit of help. And if there's anybody out there feeling generous this holiday season,
one more time, you can give us
Kickstarter.com, Zula the Infinite.
Wonderful. We'll take a 2 minutes break. We'll be listening to Anticipation, one of the song that I wrote in 2000s. When I was thinking that my life is changing and changed so many times already, but ladies, women, we have a journey in this world, and every few years something is just cracking funky ways in our life. We need to just listen to what ladies have to say. The young girls, they try to enter this big, big business, and it's not easy, but I don't think so they will give up so easily, but we can help to buy the shoes. The few thousand bucks will help them probably a lot, and whoever has little penny, more dollars, few dollars, please do that.
No donation is too small. We love our generous donors.
I get excited by a dollar for sure.
Okay, then let's listen to Ilona Europa, Anticipation. Anticipation for love.
Side of the world, I don't.
music. We love music. Without music, it will be very sad life, yes. And that's why I think we need to little talk about soundtrack music in this movie. A very unusual approach. Could you describe us? Why did you decide to go this way or that way with the music?
Well, I mean, we have 15 minutes, so unfortunately we can't have like a bumpin' soundtrack from the 2000s, and you know, we don't have the rights to do that, but we do have awesome friends who are a part of an amazing folk indie rock band called Second Cousins, and they're San Diego based. I'm San Diego based.
Oh.
But actually our cinematographer, Brandon, went to college with the lead singer, so he's amazing. Austin Burns, shout out. And they, so they're a folk indie rock band, just incredibly unique sound. I would compare the vocals to maybe a Bob Dylan type.
Beautiful.
But we really felt like the more the folk sounds would sort of...
Personal, more...
It would definitely parallel the landscape that we're trying to... You know, you go into the desert and there's just this acoustic sound. I don't know. It's just, it's going to be beautiful. And so they're going to be scoring it. Hopefully we'll get, you know, a nice little song at the end with some of Austin's vocals.
And I mean, the Second Cousins, Austin and Tim are the main members. And I mean, they're both multi-instrumentalists.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they collaborate together all the time, and they're going to be able to kind of create any sound we want. And I think it's just going to be kind of give life to the kind of dry airiness of the desert, but also kind of Zula's emotions as well.
Music will be very important in this movie, like you say, because if you have so many questions and almost like horizon that you don't see where ends, horizon, of course, and then you have the really, really personal music and acoustic, only acoustic can bring this, probably.
Yes.
I cannot imagine anything else. Do you think you'll be having harder sound of rock band too, or they will be just more folkish?
You know, I'm really interested to see what they will do with it. But as of now, I mean, their music is such a wonderful balance of more
peace and
And the music in the Kickstarter video
was scored.
That wasn't made for the video, but that was instrumental from one of their.
That's
songs,
from their song Mirror.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. Very good introduction, Brendan. Thank you so much. And we'll be talking a little bit more about music in 15 minutes when we switch the studio for videotaping on the camera show. Okay, I'm coming back to Jonathan. We have 5 more minutes. Then we need to just take a break and move to another studio. Jonathan, I would like to know what's happened with your horror movie.
Yeah, I have a belated thanks to your listeners who, after I came on some months ago, I think it was May or June, we were asking, just like we are today, for some help for the film we were making at the time called Occam's Razor. That was a horror film, period horror film, 19th century gothic horror. And it was ambitious, in some ways more ambitious than this, in the terms of it was takes place a long time ago.
Yeah,
we needed a specific location, specific wardrobe, but we had more means because this was a film being done as a USC thesis, and now we are independent.
On your own, completely.
But at any rate, we did shoot the film. We made the fundraising campaign. We made our budget. We shot the film. It is currently in post-production. We have just about locked the picture, so that's our first step in the editing process, and then it gets kicked out to the sound editing, and then we do color correction. So it's still got a little ways to go, but we are really, really thrilled with how it's looking right now, and we're going to have a great movie to show pretty quickly for folks, and all of our donors who qualified for the download are going to have that first. So we'll be super excited to share that one.
Again, the title of the movie, very cool
that
title.
That was Occam's Razor.
Gosh, yeah. you have all talent for that. That's so important. Title is, I think, everything right now is a catches your brain.
Yeah, you hope to. You want to set a world, you want to set a flavor of what's to come with the title, and I think we've done that again with Zula the Infinite in this case, so...
Okay, Brendan, maybe a little words from you. Of course, the vision and what you'll be seeing through is very important to your eyes also. What is your take on this movie? Will this be like a little grainy color of the 2000-something? The colors will be different. How you see that? I don't know if we can even talk about this. What is your vision?
Well, I think, I mean, this obviously... I don't know why they're laughing at me. They don't like when I talk.
Oh, of course, you all are young. You're supposed to have fun.
Girls, settle down.
Girls, settle down.
Anyway. So I think kind of what Jillian and I have always talked about, it's kind of been kind of very desaturated colors, but colors that you typically see, like, that a child may have. So, like, pinks and blues, but very desaturated, kind of, that goes along with the dusty desert landscapes.
Soft and dusty, okay.
But yeah, but yet something, I mean, we haven't gone into, like, we haven't, like, settled on lenses or anything technical like that yet, but I think we do kind of want to settle on something that looks a little retro, mm-hmm. And a little, like, not even of the 90s, maybe even a little earlier, to kind of bring out more of the rustic feel and the kind of, like, desolate.
And we are touching also lives of parents, yes? Then, in a way, you'll be talking in a movie about life of mother and father.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, you will also. Gosh, 17 minutes. How all of you will do that? I know you'll do perfectly.
Every minute counts.
Yeah.
Every
minute parents counts. Parents are very pivotal.
And are they?
Zula, yes. Zula, definitely.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning, the first draft they sent me of this script, now going back some time, was over 40 pages. That would translate to a movie about 45 minutes in length. And as we touched earlier, that's kind of like a no man's land for the running time of a movie. It's not quite feature length. It's not short enough for short film programs. And they were able to, Jillian and Valentina, that is, the writers, were able to take everything that I loved out of those 40 pages and distill it down into the version that we have now, which is that 15, 16-minute range that we're aiming for. And I was amazed at that, because usually writers, especially young writers, are very precious about their work, particularly when that work is good. And this is very strong writing, very, very strong writing. And when I came to them, I was like, this might sound radical, I don't know, but can you get
it
down to a third of that length? And a couple weeks later, yeah, okay, here it is. And there it was, all the soul, all the characterization, all the arc of the story, still there. And so it's kind of pregnant with those extra 30 pages that got cut out is somehow there. The soul of that is there. And so I think our viewers are going to feel that. I really do.
Because we have two more minutes before we need to end of our show. One more time, if you can give everybody introduction before we say bye-bye. Maybe one more time, Valentina. Yes?
Valentina Matosian is my name.
And you are playing?
Zula.
In a movie?
Yes.
And the same name, of course.
Yes, I'm playing Zula.
Okay. Our beautiful, well-spoken, and very creative with words and with her vision.
And my name is Jillian Dudley, and I am the co-writer and director.
Beautiful, Mr.
Brandon Winters, cinematographer.
Wonderful.
And I am Jonathan Maurer, the producer of Zula the Infinite.
I believe that this movie and will make really difference. I love the ladies and women aspect in that very, very much. But I love Jonathan. Every time when he comes with some goodies, we will try help. Then please, can you send some money to this beautiful movie? And again, name of the movie? And
Zula the Infinite. Go to Kickstarter.com, search for Zula the Infinite. We are a Kickstarter staff pick. That means we were selected by the team at Kickstarter as a notable, worthy project, which is something that we were very honored to have. We've been talked about in IndieWire, a very, very
Women
popular blog. Women in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So people who have whose eyes have caught this film have seen something in it, and we're very honored about that and excited to bring it to life. So if you have a minute, please, Kickstarter.com, Zula the Infinite, see for yourself. I hope you'll like it.
No more to say. Is something that we want to add, or we can say bye-bye?
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
Those who have already Thank given, you. And I hope...
I love the Zula, the movie. We'll be watching. And 11 days from now, I hope I will give everybody, our listeners, good news that we raised enough of money to make
Cheers.
This happen.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you so much
Oh, my
for
gosh.
Having
happy
us.
Holidays. Okay. Right now, I need to push the button and say bye-bye.